Kim Anderson joins us now. Kim, the frost and the snow taking its toll on the wheat crop from this past weekend.
Well, if you look at Kansas, western Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandle, maybe down into Texas some, one estimate I saw said that it would probably reduce production by about 18 million bushels. Of course, everybody else is saying they got to wait and see what's happening. But that would be a 2% decrease in the hard red winter wheat crop if you look at an average crop, a 1% decrease in the U.S. wheat crop, and a 0.07% increase in the world wheat crop. But yet it resulted in a 13% increase in wheat prices, about 50 cents. And I think that's significant, and I think that's telling us a story.
The wheat tours are underway. Tell us a little bit about where they're going and what they're seeing.
Well, if you look at Oklahoma, you know, they estimated the Oklahoma crop around 100 million bushels compared to about 130 million last year. Right at a 96 to 100 million is the average Oklahoma crop, so slightly below our at average or in that area. If you look at Kansas, I don't have the exact number on that, but it's looks like it's about 50 to 60% of the 2016 crop, so significantly lower there. Winter wheat estimates are all hard red winter wheat estimates are coming in around 800 million bushels. Produced just a little over 1 billion last year. The average is 869 million, so looks like maybe a below average hard red winter wheat crop. The all U.S. winter wheat at 1.3 billion bushels, that's down from almost 1.9 last year. I think that's significant and will have a price impact. And if you look at all U.S. wheat right now, the estimates are around 1.9 billion, maybe slightly higher than that. We produced 2.3 billion last year, and the average is around 2.1 billion.
It sounds like protein premiums have increased. What's happening there?
Well, there's a significant increase in the premiums. Of course, you know, you compare them to a year ago, they were high because there was a shortage of protein. But right now, ordinary wheat that's less than 11% protein has no premium. You get 11% protein in wheat, you get 17 cents, 11.4, 41 cents, 11.6. And our average in Oklahoma is normally 11.4 to 11.6, 60 cent premium, 11.8%, 73%, and 12% protein wheat, $1.23. So there's a significant premium in the market offered right now for wheat.
A lot to talk about this week. What are the takeaways for producers?
Well, I think producers, I know if I was a producer, I'd say, do I get any of that protein premium? And that they will get the protein premium, but it's going to be what goes in the bin. And the market will adjust the basis to the location. If the location has protein, then they're going to be at a higher price and the basis will be better. So they'll get a better cash price. I think lower production does mean higher prices, but I believe quality is significantly more important than quantity this year. That protein premium, I think, is a real indicator for this year and years down the road on prices for Oklahoma wheat.
Terrific. Kim, we'll see you next week. Thank you.